This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With abortion on the line in the upcoming Supreme Court term, nationwide protests drew thousands to Washington and other cities Saturday to demand continued access at a time when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In Cleveland, they chanted Save Roe in reference to the landmark Supreme Court case which made abortion legal. In Washington, they cheered for Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson, who told the crowd this year nearly 600 restrictions have been introduced in 47 states.
No matter where you are, this fight is at your doorstep right now.
At a New York rally, Governor Hochul recounted how her own mother fought for abortion rights, and she's been in the same fight her whole life.
I'm sick and tired of having to fight over abortion rights. It's settled. Law in the nation.
At an unrelated event in Maine, Republican Senator Susan Collins said she's working with two Democrats and another Republican to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. I'm Julie Walker.
A leading Islamic State media figure was charged in U.S. federal court in Virginia with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Federal officials say Mohammed Khalifa was captured overseas by the Syrian Democratic Forces in January 2019 and recently transferred into FBI custody. A Saudi-born Canadian citizen was a leading figure in the Islamic State of Iraq. He's alleged to have fought for ISIS on the battlefield in Syria and also to have played a leading role in translating, narrating, and advancing the group's online propaganda. If convicted, Khalifa faces a maximum penalty of life in prison. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A total of 39 Chinese Air Force aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense zone on Saturday, according to Taipei's defense ministry, setting a new high for missions which have infuriated the island's government and further raised tensions with Beijing. Taiwan's defense ministry said that 20 Chinese aircraft came during the day, followed by 19 more Saturday night. It said most of the planes were J-16 and Su-30 fighters. Taiwan's defense ministry said its fighter jets scrambled against the planes with combat aircraft sent to warn away the Chinese pilots, while missile systems were deployed to monitor them. Taiwan, a democratically governed island that is claimed by China, has complained for more than a year of repeated missions by China's Air Force, often in the southwestern part of its air defense zone, close to the Taiwanese-controlled Pratas Islands. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said Saturday he thinks enormous progress can be made at the upcoming U.N. climate talks in Scotland, but more governments must come up with concrete commitments in the next 30 days. Kerry was attending a preparatory meeting in Milan where delegates from around the world sought to identify where progress can be made before the UN Climate Change Conference starts in Glasgow October 31st. The Vice President of the European Commission, Frans Timmermans, said the climate crisis and the threatening ecocide are the biggest threats that humanity faces.
We've seen unpredictable weather patterns that destroy harvests and kill the livelihoods of farmers across the world.
The 12-day Glasgow summit aims to secure more ambitious commitments to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, with a goal of keeping it to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. A joint European-Japanese spacecraft got its first glimpse of Mercury as it swung by the solar system's innermost planet while on a mission to deliver two probes into orbit in 2025. The BepiColombo mission made the first of 6 flybys of Mercury on Friday night, using the planet's gravity to slow the spacecraft down. After swooping past Mercury at altitudes of less than 200 kilometers, the spacecraft took a low-resolution black-and-white photo with one of its monitoring cameras before zipping off again. The mission is named after Italian scientist Giuseppe BepiColombo, who is credited with helping develop the gravity assist maneuver that NASA's Mariner 10 first used when it flew to Mercury in 1974. Reporting by remote, I'm